KCRW sponsors include Searchlight Pictures, presenting the new movie, The Greatest Hits. Music takes us places. What if it could literally take you back in time? The Greatest Hits is a hypnotic journey through the connection between love, music, and memory. Now streaming on Hulu.
This is Rob Long with Martini Shot on KCRW. If 23 million people see a movie in its first 2 weeks, that's roughly a $200 million haul. Any picture that does business at that scale is on its way to becoming an international blockbuster. Or put it another way, when France played Portugal for the Euro Cup a few weeks ago, almost 21 million Frenchmen tuned in to watch the match on TV. But at that very moment, there were more people playing Pokemon Go. Now, if you're a young person, and if you just asked yourself, hey, I wonder if I'm considered a young person, you're not. But if you're an actual young person, go back to your Pokemon game for a minute while I explain this. Pokemon Go is a mobile game based on a video game and accompanying card-based game that was very popular in the 1990s when the 20 and 30-something young people who are currently wandering around outside my neighborhood with their phones out were young kids. The game depicts the adventures of a bunch of furry little creatures, all drawn in that familiar Japanese style that manages to be both cute and creepy at the same time. The creatures were called Pokemon, and the object was to capture as many as you can, train them to do battle, and then play them against each other, which frankly to me sounds a lot like cockfighting. But part of the charm of Pokemon Go is that it's active and outdoors. I mean, to play the game requires a willingness to walk in the sunshine and the fresh air, to get up off the sofa and move around, which is something that the under 30 set often finds painful. And it's also social. The game is more fun when played with a group, like a scavenger hunt, and people meet each other along the path. They become friends. They connect with other Pokemon Go groups. And if the groups outside my window are any measure, they make a lot of noise. But because the game developers have virtually stocked Pokemon all over and a complicated algorithm and... you knew, didn't you, that algorithms would somehow figure into this? It restocks and redistributes Pokemons to replace those that have been captured. Well, it's organized, and it's in a way, it's supervised. It's structured play, which is probably another reason the generation that grew up with playdates and helicopter parents likes playing it. The grown-ups, represented by a giant computer brain humming away somewhere, are in charge. They know where you're going. They know where you are. Someone is in charge, which is probably a reassuring feeling right around now. I have no idea why I said that last sentence as if somehow I'm a step removed from it. I mean, walking around the outside world, the real world, with the deeply secure feeling that there's a higher power, and yeah, I know, but walking around feeling like you're being guided by St. Christopher isn't all that different when you get right down to it, to walking around feeling like you're being guided by the Nintendo Corporation. Well, that's a nice feeling. I mean, have you read the news? I feel a lot better knowing there's something in charge. It's also a way to take what the rest of us do here in the entertainment business, which is write stories and create long-form narratives, and take it outside. Take it to the streets, out in the sunshine. Developers call this augmented reality, which sounds like a fun euphemism for cocktail hour, but the key here is that if you use reality as your background, you can create an entertainment product that has the equivalent of a $200 million opening week. And if you keep the algorithms tuned, you never need to make a sequel or a prequel or a reboot or anything. You just ship updates, you sell more in-app merch, you guide your players around town to, if the price is right, some store or restaurant or venue that's willing to pay to virtually host a bunch of Pokemon. See, the stars of Pokemon Go, they're the players, the writers, the algorithm, and the marketing department. The exhibitor is the mobile phone. And this is just the beginning. And that's it for this week. Next week, we really get into cosplay for KCRW.